On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 22, you're going to learn about a treasure trove of acoustic guitar accessories, an Oregonian luthier, and you get to hear from Levi and Noah in a way that, well, you haven't quite heard from them before. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 22. Yes, 22. Episode 22. Here we are in the studio. And of course, I'm joined with none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the bass extraordinaire player, the bass player extraordinaire, the firstest with the mostest. And of course, Levi Quila, the man with the technical plan. Gentlemen, Tony, cheers to you both. Tony. Thank you guys for being here. Thanks for pressing all the right buttons.
You're Noah, welcome.
Thanks for reading all the right stuff. And just making it all feel good.
Yeah, it's not that
we
hard.
We are your helpers.
Oh, you guys are so much more than helpers. I said that in one episode, and I'm never going to hear the end of it ever
episode
again.
Episode 19, I think?
Yeah, it was episode 19.
Or 20?
Yeah,
something
like
that. We weren't the only ones. I got an email about it.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I don't want any of you to miss an episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So the best thing you can do is please subscribe to this YouTube channel. And when you do so, click the little bell, which will help you get a notification every single time a new video gets released. Or you can get it delivered directly to your email. All you have to do is click the link in the description below. And just by doing that, you'll get access to my full-blown guitar geek list, which I'm sure you'll enjoy if you call yourself a guitar geek. And speaking of guitar geekness, it's actually very important that you're on that email list because the first ever Acoustic Life Festival is gonna be happening in Bozeman, Montana, June 22nd and June 23rd, and tickets will be on sale soon. In fact, tickets will be on sale on January 28th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. And this is something that you're not gonna wanna miss. There's a very limited quantity of tickets, so I wanna make sure you get first crack at it. And the best way to do so is to make sure you are on that email list. And again, you can find the link for that in the description below. So without further ado, gentlemen, I wanna dive into the guitar geekiness if you guys don't have anything else.
No, let's do it, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the help, guys. I appreciate it.
Greg Louganis.
Let's start with the trivia question for today, which happens to be as follows. Which guitar company, started in 1995, calls Staunton, Virginia, their home base? I'll read that one more time. Which guitar company, started in 1995, calls Staunton, Virginia, their home base? Is it A, Gallagher Guitars, B, Preston Thompson Guitars, C, Husson Dalton Guitars, or is it D, Jim Merrill Guitars? Go ahead and ponder that while I dive into the geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5. I'm a magazine geek, full-blown magazine geek. Every time Whitney and I go to Barnes & Noble here in town, she basically knows exactly where to find me because I enter the store and go directly to the magazine rack, to the guitar magazines, and just sit there while she looks for her things, whatever she does. And I stand there and I read the magazines. And I found a new magazine that I want you to be aware of. I don't know if it's new, it's new to me, and I think you should definitely know about it. It is Acoustic Magazine, and this is actually from the UK. And what I love about this magazine is that it's chocked full of information. The artist features are awesome, the gear reviews are really in-depth and really well done, and also the teaching at the end of the magazine is also incredibly well done. So it's a magazine that I really like. It's not like an advertisement-centric magazine. They really have a great balance between quality material and just awesome products. So make sure to check that out. It is published in the UK. So that being said, I have some calculations written down. At the time of this taping, an annual in-print subscription is £50, which again, at the time of this taping, converts to roughly $67. And I think the magazine is so full of information, it's very much worth it. So make sure to check that out. Again, that's Acoustic Magazine. And If you want to find out, if you want to find a direct link to it, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 22, and you'll be able to find the link for that magazine and, of course, everything else I'll discuss today. And speaking of everything else, let's move on to item number 4. I am a sucker for small bench luthiers. I always just picture this, like, kind of, I'm wandering through the woods and I come upon this random shack and somebody's in there building exquisite guitars. Now, that's not the case with this builder, but in my dream world, that's what happens. And of course, with the internet, with the online, I almost called it, I'm able to find many more small bench luthiers that I may have never heard of before. And one such luthier is from Oregon. And in fact, Sisters, Oregon, and his name is Preston Thompson. Now, I first heard about Preston Thompson just by seeing his guitars in the hands of some of my favorite flat pickers. I'm talking Molly Tuttle, Jake Workman, among the other just high echelon of acoustic guitar flat pickers. So that's how I first kind of heard of his guitars. Then I go on his site and I see that he makes exquisite small body guitars as well. I'm talking size 2s and also single O's. And these are guitars that are modeled after some of the great guitars of the 30s. They're all hand-built. I'm talking hand-fit dovetail neck joint, nitrocellulose lacquer finish, hand-graduated tops, hand-fit bracing, you name it. I mean, a lot of care has gone into these instruments, and it definitely shows. And my God, does it show. It's hearing these instruments is like it's an experience. So I have a couple samples. Let's start out first. A fantastic flat picker, Molly Tuttle, is going to be playing Thompson Dreadnought for you to hear. So let's have her play that guitar. So that was Molly Tuttle playing a Preston Thompson Dreadnought. And pretty much any time I can feature Molly Tuttle on the show, I want to do so. She's such a fantastic player. And just what I love about watching her play is her right-hand approach. It's ridiculous. I know the features on Thompson guitars, but I just gotta pay tribute to outstanding technique when I see it. And, of course, I have another sample for you, another Preston Thompson Dreadnought. This one has Brazilian rosewood back and sides, and it literally... It quite possibly could be the most lush-sounding dreadnought I've ever heard. Now, this is going to be played by Billy Strings, and, well, you be the judge for yourself. Tell me what you think.
Hey, everybody. I'm here to demo this brand-new Preston Thompson Brazilian Rosewood Dreadnought guitar. This thing just came out of the box, and we put some new strings on it, and it is such a guitar. Beautiful rosewood back and sides, and a nice Adirondack spruce top. This thing's a hoss. Check it out.
Thank you.
feel that that dreadnought has a sound of mythical proportions, if you will. I want to say that, you know, in mythology, the sirens lured, was it Odysseus's ship off course? Is that what happened?
Odysseus?
I'm pretty sure they probably played a bunch of Thompson dreadnoughts just to get him off course. You know what I mean? Yeah. Good talk, Noah. No. one more quick note about Preston Thompson. His website is chock full of information. You can get there through AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Just click on episode 22. Two highlights on his website, the Guitar Care link and also the blog link. Two links that I found extremely informative and just full of goodness and guitar geekness as well. Moving on to item number three, but we can't quite go to what I'm listening to yet because I had a very special arrival in the mailbag this week. Now, whenever you get an envelope that looks like this and has the stamp Royal Mail on it, you get excited because you know it's from a far off place. And indeed, this was. This letter came to us from London from a Acoustic Tuesday show viewer named Sean Heath. He sent a very, very nice note and really digs the show, supports what we're doing. And long ago, I did a Facebook Live, and Sean actually was there asking questions. We were talking about a specific movie called Heartworn Highways, and it inspired him. And he just sent me his newest album, which is awesome. I was just listening to it. It just came in, so I only got two tracks deep, but I really dig it. I love what you're doing. It's very stripped down. It's just him and his guitar. And congratulations to you, Sean, and thank you for sending this to us to listen to. It's really awesome, and kudos to you for just going for it, man. Really, really dig it. You can listen to his music at seanheath.co.uk, seanheath.co.uk, and definitely worth a listen, and thank you so much for sending this, Sean. Really, really appreciate it. It's always cool to hear from viewers that just are putting their music out there, whether it's a fam jam, whether it's a small win, whether it's any of that stuff, whether it's recording an album. I mean, that's awesome stuff. So thanks for sharing the Guitar Geek love. Moving to item number three. Speaking of Guitar Geek love, this is a gentleman that has, well, he's got a Guitar Geek name. His last name is Strings, Billy Strings. You've heard from him once already in today's show, playing that Preston Thompson dreadnought. But I wanna tell you, I've been listening to Billy Strings this week, and holy smokes, from his flat picking prowess to his voice to his just overall energy, you can't ignore him. See, bluegrass is one of those musical genres that is just steeped in tradition. And every now and again, somebody comes along and just pushes the envelope a little bit. And I feel like Billy Strings is that very person. He's a young player. He has great reverence for the tradition of bluegrass music, but he's not afraid to just let loose and go for it. So I want you to hear what he sounds like. If you haven't heard him yet, this is off of his self-titled EP, and the tune is called Dust in a Baggie, and I'm pretty sure you'll hear what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
off of his self-titled EP. Now, he also has another album out called Turmoil and Tinfoil, and both are absolutely fantastic. Of course, you can learn more about Billy Strings on his website, where he's touring, what he's up to, and you can access that at AcousticTuesdayShow.com in the episode 22 show notes. Now, I did notice on his tour schedule that he hits the festivals pretty hard, so if a festival, Bluegrass Festival, is in your future over the summertime, chances are he's going to be in your neck of the woods, so be sure to check that out. Now, I want to go to number two and definitely number one, because both of these items, item number one is it's a real magical moment for us here at Acoustic Life Studios, and you're not going to want to miss it. But first, I want to make sure that we celebrate some small wins. So, Noah, if you could reach into the archives and pull out some small wins, I'd love to hear them.
Let's do it. All right, so for today, Tony, Levi,
yes,
I decided to dig into the archives.
Mm, okay.
And so as time goes on, you know, past episodes get comments, small wins, all that, you know, and we don't always get to see them. So I went back and did a little digging.
All right.
And so I'm going to share.
You're like a small win archaeologist. Yeah, go ahead, Noah.
Either way, it's a fantastic idea. I applaud you.
I'm a small win sleuth.
Nice.
So, all right. So here's a small win from AT12. Ukulele Stacy says, small win, I finally made the jump from playing ukulele to guitar. I've played uke for about 6 years and finally bought a guitar, Teton 150, with an armrest. It's the bee's knees.
All right.
And when I bought said guitar, I got tickets to the store's drawing. And at the drawing, I won a Fender ukulele. And then I won a beautiful Fender Strat.
Whoa, what kind of drawing was this?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, obviously it was a drawing for some instruments.
I think what I'll say next time I go to the store is, hey, Whitney, I'm just going to go enter a guitar drawing. And I hopefully have that same luck. Congratulations on your new guitar and your winnings, winnings plural, in the drawing.
Yes, that was AT12. Our next small win also comes from AT12. Because remember, early on, we didn't have the small wins that came a little later. Mark says, I've heard you speak about light bulb moments, and I don't know if this qualifies, but I wanted to share. It always amazes me how I can try to tackle some aspect of the guitar and ones that I have difficulty with, whether it be chord changes or progression. I find myself getting frustrated, but if I stick with it, invariably I find that I wake up the next morning and it's like, presto, I've been playing that certain aspect my entire life. It's very satisfying. Was wondering if this happens to you.
I can definitely confirm that, and I would call that a small win or a light bulb moment. It's funny, you can sit there and wrestle with something on the guitar and feel like at the end of your practice session, feel like, man, I don't really know if I got the gist of that. I don't know if I can remember that, or gosh, I certainly won't be able to play it tomorrow. And then lo and behold, you pick up the guitar and your first couple passes through, it's like overnight it just sank in. That's a great feeling.
Yeah.
A magic moment.
And so Mark says, love your stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Cheers.
And another small win from today, from D, from AT15. A little while back, I taught a beginner guitar workshop in my elementary school. This was part of a bigger program to expose our kids to things they wouldn't normally get to experience. And it was a ton of fun to work with the little kids. They totally inspired me to work harder as a guitar player. And then my workshop was featured in an education magazine. And he says, guys, thanks for the great show. I watch it at the gym while doing cardio, and it makes my workouts much more interesting and entertaining. Keep it up, and I'll be back for more.
Oh, wow. That's
sweet.
That's got a lot of goodness all over it. That is fantastic. That's like, I just love when people share that they're sharing their guitar geekiness with other people, like contributing into the acoustic lifestyle. Good job. Great job. And of course, if you have a small win that you want to share, please do so in the comments below. Just put hashtag small win and go ahead and describe it, and you will be featured on one of the future Acoustic Tuesday episodes. And of course, that includes fam jams as well. Hashtag fam jam. If you jammed with your family and uncle, heck, even if a friend or your next door neighbor, if you consider them family, please let us know what happened, how it went, and just share the Guitar Geek love. Leave those in the comments below. We love reading them. And Noah just does such a good job.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I just realized that the last small win,
yeah,
that was actually from Science Ranger. I read his little big smiley face as D when it was supposed to be a smiley face. So that was from Science Ranger.
Well, no, we're learning all the time.
Yes, we are.
Moving on to, thank you, Noah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving on to item number two. So it was an Acoustic Tuesday show. I want to say, was it episode 19 when we featured Josh Turner? Do you guys remember?
No, I don't.
Can you find that out for me?
Yeah, you want to know what episode it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I featured so I featured Josh Turner, who has this great tutorial on Nick Drake's tone. He really goes in depth and does a fantastic job with it. And then somebody emailed me a question about, hey, what was that thing on top of his guitar? It looks like an armrest. Where can I find one of those? And I thought, yeah, those are cool. People should probably know about those if somebody wants to put that on their instrument. So I found a place that actually I already knew about, but didn't realize that they had armrests, and it's John Pierce or Breezy Ridge Instruments and Accessories. And I've used John Pierce strings before, and I absolutely dig them. I play very frequently, so I had to move away from John Pierce strings because they weren't coated and they corroded fairly quickly. But they still sound, I mean, right out of the package, they sound really, really good. But that being the case, I didn't realize that John Pierce also is responsible for just a plethora of accessories. And there's three that I want to highlight. The first, they're called Fast Turtle Picks. Okay, Fast Turtle Picks. They're very thick flat picks that have kind of an angle built into them, but also kind of a dimple for your thumb. So as you hold the pick, it doesn't spin or anything. Now, caution, these are pretty substantial, beefy picks. I love them. I actually really dug them on mandolin, but just keep that in mind if you're looking for a new pick experiment. I want to say they're right around 12 or 15 bucks or somewhere in there, but definitely worth a try. The next accessory that they have that I want to highlight is they're just incredibly wide variety of bridge pins, from horn to bone to different kind of aesthetic approaches, the abalone dots, just plain, what have you. They've got a bunch of different bridge pin offerings, so make sure to check those out. And of course, armrests. The John Pierce armrest, which actually fixes to the top end of the lower bout of your guitar. So as your arm comes over the guitar, it's going to sit right here and kind of make that transition a little bit comfy. Now, I'm not talking about a built-in armrest. I'm talking about an add-on armrest. So make sure to check those out. They have different types of woods, rosewood, boxwood, ebony. I believe they have a maple one as well, but go ahead and check out that site. It is really a treasure trove of accessories. A lot of really cool stuff on there. And of course, you can access that at AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 22. Now.
Hey, Tony.
What?
That was AT episode number 18.
It was Acoustic Tuesday episode 18.
Yes, it was.
Awesome. So if you want to see that armrest in action, Acoustic Tuesday episode 18, it was the Josh Turner feature. I think you'll really dig what he's doing, and of course, you'll be able to see that armrest. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Now, Noah, I want to visit you again.
Again.
Actually, I'm going to visit you a couple more times in this episode.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be interviewing you guys here shortly. But before we get into that, you look concerned. before we get into that, I want to know what you think about the show so far. Tell me about the discoveries you may have made. Tell me about discoveries you want us to make. Is there a new gadget, a new artist? Whatever the case may be, please leave it in the comments below. This Guitar Geek community is really incredible. I always look at the comments and I see people helping other people. I see people teaching other people things. I see people supporting everybody else with their small wins. And of course, you know, in reading the comments, just reading the comments alone, we all learn tons of stuff. So please let us know what you think of the show. And speaking of that, Noah, let's give some shout outs and let's review some comments, shall we?
Well, let's do. So since we're digging in the archives, and I was looking back at past episodes, there's no way I could include all the names. So what I thought I'd do is I kind of went through and tallied up the current viewers of all our episodes thus far.
Oh.
And so I just like to give a huge major shout out and thank you to about all the 150,000 views of Acoustic Tuesday.
Yeah.
Up to date.
Awesome.
You sneaky devil.
Yeah, you
that
sneaky.
Was a major curveball. 150,000?
Yeah.
And Acoustic Tuesday is like pretty new still.
Yeah.
It's like really brand new.
Only episode 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep doing some math. Do some calculations
for us.
Yeah,
we love math. No, that is cool. That's exciting. Exciting math.
That's awesome. I like it.
And thank you. And so of those, here are three comments.
Okay.
that I found. So this goes all the way back to Acoustic Tuesday episode numero uno.
Oh, man.
And Diane has to say, Tony's Acoustic Tuesday is great and the guys are great. You are always up and above the excellent standard, giving excellent info on all acoustic guitar parts and all your very entertaining, all of you are, which makes you the best.
Awesome.
That's from AT number one.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Now, our next comment is two combined into one because they were made by the same person. Bustalick 3353 made a comment on both AT3 and AT4 and says, yep, I love this show. It's nice just to escape for 30 minutes. However, it needs to be a podcast or on SoundCloud. Just thought I'd mention that.
And so what happened with that feedback?
Yeah, so
Noah?
What happened with that feedback?
Oh, well, it was heard loud and clear.
Yeah.
And so as of now, AT is a podcast.
It's an audio podcast.
It is available
for download.
So actually, if I'm not mistaken, you can just go to acoustictuesdayshow.com and there's a little link that takes you right to the audio version of the podcast in iTunes.
That's totally convenient. You can never be without Levi, Noah, or Tony. Because we all know that's a scary proposition.
Whether you're driving, exercising... hang gliding,
having a date,
right. So Bustalick, we heard you loud and clear, and hopefully now you are downloading the audio podcast version of AT. And our last comment for today comes from AT episode number 6. JJ says, great show, Tony, no need for a commercial break ever.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for watching. And thank you all of you guitar geeks. I mean, it's a little stunning to hear that we're on episode 22, 150,000 views of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just a huge thank you from all of us for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And now just think of this. Let's do some math since we love math. If 150,000 people so far have viewed the show, if each one person shared the show with only one other person, we would go from 150,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
To 300,000.
Oh, I like your math. That's good.
Cross-check me.
So let's share it.
That's accurate.
300,000. So what I'm actually asking you to do is please share the show. If you have a guitar geek friend that would really dig the show but may have not heard of it so far, please share the show with them. Share a link with them. Send them an email. Just show it to them on your computer and encourage them to subscribe because my hopes are that everybody can experience this amazing community and the guitar geeks uniting. It's really something special, and I'm so glad you're a part of it, and I'm just asking that you help your guitar geek friends become a part of it as well. Oh, the much awaited item number one. I'm excited about this.
I was gonna ask, are you excited about this?
I'm really excited about this. I wore a special shirt today.
Oh,
just because
you did.
I'm so excited.
It's a nice one.
This is my Golden Grenade shirt. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Golden Grenade is, well, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the First and Levi the Man with a Technical Plan. Those two gentlemen are in a band, and that band is named Golden Grenade. They also have a fellow with them named Dustin Tucker, and together they form a trio of just awesome rockingness. I'm talking grooves.
Thanks,
I'm
Tony.
Talking. Yes. It's just.
Stop
it's
it. Just.
Guys,
stop it.
You make some serious good music.
Stop it. Quick.
Well, the reason I'm bringing these guys
what
up, so I've always admired these guys as musicians, and we often get a lot of encouragement to hear Levi and Noah play. And just recently, they were featured in the award-winning Montana PBS show, 11th and Grant, which features awesome musical acts, kind of in an interview/performance format, and none other than Golden Grenade was featured, and it's so cool to watch you guys play. It's like, I see sides of you that I just don't normally see.
Like the left and the right.
But, well, we have a trailer. We have a trailer that shows these guys doing what they do best, and this is Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the first, Levi Quila and Dustin Tucker, the band Golden Grenade. Let's let our ears smile, shall we, gentlemen?
January 18th on 11th and Grand. Golden Grenade blends together flawlessly in a hard-driving sound rooted in rock and blues. Dustin Tucker, Noah Heckman, and Levi Quila showcase their soulful vocal harmony, an intense groove in this all-original episode. Golden Grenade, January 18th on 11th and Grant.
All right, so that was Golden Grenade featured on 11th and Grant. Now, Levi, Noah, since you were there firsthand, I wasn't there. I feel a little disconnected from you guys.
Okay.
Because usually we spend a large portion of our days together.
Uh-huh.
How was it? Was it intimidating to be in a studio and playing? What was your take on it?
What do you think, Noah?
Not at all. No, it was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little more, there's a lot of time in between songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like the prep for one song is
pretty intense.
It takes like an entire day to do, what, 7 songs or 8 songs?
Right, yeah.
So was it a full day's worth?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and they're bringing in makeup and there's someone like looking at you to make sure there's not like an ear hair sticking out. And
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, the guy's got to give, like, he does the walk around, make sure hairs are in place and everything
before he
steps back and then gives the okay to start filming kind of thing.
Yeah, so once they give the okay, does nervous little, even, I mean.
So there's like 9 cameras. There's like giant cranes and they're flying around. And so I think there is a little pressure to not blow the take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yeah. But it happens.
It happens.
It happened plenty.
Yeah,
we blew the take many times. So,
well, congrats to you guys. I mean, it's really cool to see you doing what you do in the rock band setting. We don't
talk about rock much.
We don't.
Here. Yeah,
but you guys rock.
That's on Wednesdays.
Thank you, Tom.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Tom. And again, congratulations to you guys. If you want to watch that full-blown thing, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 22, and watch none other than the man with a technical plan and Sir Heckman Jr. the first. Go ahead and just rock out, again, along with Dustin Tucker. Fantastic stuff, guys. I just... it's cool to see. It's really cool to see.
We're pumped.
Yeah.
So, guys, I don't want to... I'm not trying to cut your glory short or anything.
No, let's do it.
I want to get to the answer to the trivia question, which again was, which guitar company started in 1995 calls Staunton, Virginia their home base? Was it Gallagher Guitars, Preston Thompson Guitars, Husson Dalton Guitars, or Jim Merrill Guitars? And if you answered Husson Dalton Guitars, you were correct and are correct. You are correct. It was Husson Dalton Guitars, started in 1995, and they call Staunton, Virginia home base. Let's take a sneak peek into next week, but first, just another special note, because that Acoustic Life Festival is happening June 22nd and June 23rd in Bozeman, Montana, I want you to be on the email list so you get notified about when the tickets go on sale, which is January 28th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. There are a limited number of tickets available, and I don't want you to miss. So please, please, if you haven't signed up already, just click the link in the description below and sign up so you will be in the know on all of the information surrounding that festival and all of its guitar geekiness. So let's take a sneak peek into next week. We're going to look at a trifecta of instrument storage, a sweet suite of acoustic effects. A sweet suite of acoustic effects. Yeah, I didn't... 2 suites in there. You'll see what I'm talking about. And we're going to get low next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Like, I'm talking, like, limbo low.
Like, low end?
We're going to get low. I can't... Well, I can't reveal too much.
Oh, okay.
Let's just put it this way. We're going to get low next week on Acoustic Tuesday. And of course, I want you to tune in. It airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on YouTube, Facebook, or of course, an audio podcast. And for all of that information, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. You can check out past episodes, get the podcast and all that good stuff. Just get your guitar geek on and have the most awesome acoustic infused week. I can't wait to see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers to you. It's got me.